Okay, believers, assalamu alaikum.
Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan rasul. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة
من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله أحمده واستعينه واستهديه واستغفره أشهد لا إله إلا الله لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على كريل المرسلين محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. It is with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to the Lord of all the systems of knowledge. All praise due to Allah. I praise in my seeker's assistance. I seek his guidance and I ask for his forgiveness. I bear witness there is no God but Allah, the one who has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is his servant and his messenger. All praise is due to Allah. We ask Allah's peace and blessings on the best among the prophets, Muhammad, as well as on his companions. Ameen. We seek refuge with Allah from our own weaknesses, our own faults, our own errors. All praise is due to Allah, who sit down upon us his book most clear and later revealed in the last ayat. This day I have completed for you your way of life and completed my blessings and my favor upon you and chose al-Islam as your way of life. All praise is due to Allah, who united the hearts of the believers with al-Islam and has made it an obligation to remain united and has made it forbidden to become separated. In his clear book, I advise myself first, as well as you, to have regard, consciousness, awareness, taqwa, for Allah the Most High, and obey him. Dear Muslim believers, I greet you. Assalamu alaikum. Jumu'ah Mubarak. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Wallahu akhrah. Jakum min butuni ummahatikum la ta'lamuna shay'an وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَأَفْئِدَةً لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. صدق الله الدين. The expression is as follows. Let me just open. We say, I seek refuge with Allah against the shaitan, the rejected. And God has brought you forth from your mother's wombs, knowing nothing. But he has endowed you with hearing, sight, and mind so that you might have cause to be grateful. This is Surah An-Nahl, the B, Ayah 77. We say, surely Allah speaks the truth. Today's khutbah title, inshallah, is Grateful for the Mother. Grateful for the Mother. In a reporting of Muhammad, the praise be upon him, by Muawiyah ibn Jamiyah, it's reported that Jamiyah came to the Prophet, the praise and peace be upon him, and he said, O Messenger of Allah, I intend to join an expedition and seek your counsel. The Prophet said, do you have a mother? He said, yes. The Prophet said, stay with her, for paradise is beneath her feet. And now reporting Abu Huraira reported that the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, said, whoever travels a path in search of knowledge, Allah will make easy for him a path to paradise. And as I want to begin on continuing, that's to always give thanks and praise to Allah. Highly glorified is He. And you know, when we look at this time that we are living in, we're in a time that we need mercy. And through all that goes on around us, the atmosphere that goes on around us, Allah will bring us through it with mercy. And as I begin this khutbah and I present my thoughts, I want to first acknowledge that this is the weekend of mothers. And inshallah, we'll get a sister in the building before the day is over with. But this is the weekend of mothers. And with that thought and some of the other thoughts that I have, I wanted to use this ayat out of the ones that I looked at, this ayat, to make a connection, inshallah. And when we think of needing mercy, the first place we received mercy was inside of the womb of the mother. Excuse me. Inside of the womb, there's nutrients for us. It's oxygen. Everything that a fetus needs without having to go anywhere is inside of that womb. Inside of that womb is development. It goes from an egg until 9 months in a normal time period. And we know that if we have, we've had this mentioned over the last few weeks, that the month of Ramadan also being the ninth month, in that connection, the ninth month also being inside a womb of mercy. The ninth month, Ramadan is a womb of mercy. But after the ninth month, things happen. After the ninth month, things change. Allah says, Wallahu akhrajakum min butuni ummatikum. And God has brought you forth from your mother's wombs. So let me say this. The mercy does not end when the nine months comes. The mercy does not end. That is not how Allah works. But there has to be a what's next. After the development inside of the womb, Allah, akhrajakum, he brings out, he brought out. Sometimes you'll see an expression even that he extracted you. He extracted you. But it also means to produce. And let us keep in mind that the womb is not where we begin. Allah says in the Quran, and when your Lord took the children of Adam from their loins, their descendants, and made them testify of themselves, am I not your Lord? So when Allah brought forth from the loins of Adam, alayhi salam, now then we go once inside of the room is the beginning of our development. But it was the beginning of our destiny being taken from the loins of Adam and asked to testify. That was the beginning of our destiny. You know, his old saying that, you know, I wasn't nothing but a thought. 19, you know, the years before I was born, I was nothing but a thought. Father, well, I'm going to name my first son this, or I'm going to name my daughter. You know, you have all these, ain't nothing but a thought. But for Allah, it's already in motion. So before we got to the womb, we were already destined. It is there we are created when he took us from the loins. But again, our development is first as an intellect. Make sure we understand our development is first as the intellect. And Imam Muhammad, right in line, he said, the womb is the place where something grows and develops. Society is born out of the womb of the mother's world. Just as an individual is born out of the physical body of the mother. So the word for womb, butuni, it also means to lie hidden. You know, we lie hidden from the troubles of the world when we're inside of the womb of our mother. What goes on outside of that womb, we're protected inside of that womb. We don't know if it's raining, snowing, whatever's going on outside, we're protected. We're lying hidden inside of that womb. And the word for mother in this ayat, ummahatikum, this word means mother, but we also know this word also means community. And in what I have mentioned about the egg with the nutrients, oxygen, all of that being physical, but it has an abstract value as well. Inside of the womb are the best nutrients. Love is inside of that womb. Mothers would tell you they rub their belly so much as they can. Just expressing love and feelings to that baby. They can, under the right circumstances, they try to change habits that will support that baby inside of them. These are all abstracts. These type of things are also what happens inside of the womb. But Allah, in the plan that is set, that is preordained to happen, now brings out of the womb a creation. See, the world must first really come to grips with the fact that the creation is created by God. So when we have Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, read in the name of your Lord who created, we have to ask, why does Allah give us this in the first revelation of the Quran? Why does Allah give this to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who at the time was not a prophet? Why is it important to acknowledge that there is something who created all of this? And Allah speaking, and you, Muhammad, and those after you need to read the signs of what has been done by Allah, the creator of it all. Because when we are extracted, when we are brought forth, and remember the Quran was revealed in the ninth month, when Allah says, and God has brought you forth from your mother's wombs, it is now the time to come alive to the world around you. The revelation of the Quran was to bring the society out of the darkness of ignorance. Allah says, Ta'lamuna shay'an, knowing nothing, and we knew nothing. When we are a baby, we cannot do anything for ourselves. We can't feed ourselves. We can't change ourselves. We cannot go any place. The first teacher we have is our mother. When they bring the baby out, the first place they first thing they do is they place the baby right on top of the mother. And he hears the heartbeat. Now, it may be out of the womb, but it is still attached to that mercy. Hearing that heartbeat that they have grown so accustomed to is the mercy. So ta'lamuna is ilm. That's where it comes from. It comes from ilm. And this means cognition, knowledge, perception. None of these things that we have, either when we came out of the physical womb or when we came out of the society that was ignorant of God. The baby does not gain the ability to focus. And remember this, the baby does not gain the ability to focus for some time. Everything's blurry to the baby. That is a sign for us that, yes, we're not able to perceive anything yet. When you are without all of these type of things, then you for you to survive, you must be able to be given something and then be able to use them. So we call ilm is also science. Science is the knowledge of anything. Science is knowledge of any kind. So if we are without that knowledge, Allah is telling us that when we are brought forth from the wombs, now there is a womb of the mother in darkness, right? So when we brought from the womb, remember the womb of the mother is in darkness. There's no light. There's no enlightenment. No knowledge. But the womb is a nurturing environment. It's a developing environment. But the womb of ignorance that the society can be, where they want the masses to not to just be ignorant of themselves. They want the masses to also be ignorant of God. This is what being brought forth is showing us. And as I close this first part, when the Quran was revealed to Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, by Angel Jibril, alayhi salam, Jibril hugged him 3 times. Inside of the womb, we come through 3 stages of darkness. We come through 3 trimesters. And in Ramadan, we have 3 10-day periods that we go through. The squeezing of Muhammad are just like the contractions that go on during the childbirth. When he talked about how much pain he was in. They're just like the contractions of the childbirth, because in the month of the Quran, it came to bring that baby out of that society that was in total darkness from ignorance. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhabannar. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Grateful for the mother. When the revelation came, it was to bring our capacity from knowing nothing to knowing our Creator. Meaning that we can now know everything possible for us, not to just only survive, but to thrive. This life we've been called to. This life we've been placed is not just to live, but is to be living. But there has to be something that can make this happen. For the baby, it is the mother's nurturing love. And in the mother, you have a caring mother who wants the best for you as a baby, wants the best for the baby. Wants the baby to become the best, excellent creation that the baby is. There are not many mothers who do not think that that baby that they just had is not the best baby ever created. That baby right there is going to change the world. This mother wants to see that baby become the best and the brightest. Become all it can be. Then you have in a mother that is the society, a careless mother. A careless mother, a neglectful mother, a mother who does not want the baby to develop. In society, history has shown us that it always wants to kill the baby. Pharaoh wanted to kill the baby. The Jahiliya wanted to bury, they buried the babies alive. What is this telling us? And what is in the news so much right now? One of the hottest discussions going on right now is abortions. Why? Not because they want to promote family. Because the fact is that they want to ban reading, and reading makes you conscious. They want to kill that baby intellectually. They want it to live physically, but they want that baby to die intellectually. Because if you have a baby and yet you don't educate a baby, what are you doing to that baby? There's a part of society that does not want the baby to develop into being able to come and find its creator. See, when we are brought forth, we learn about ourselves. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "One who knows himself knows his Lord." Because when you do not know your Lord, you do not know anything. The caring mother acts like God in a sense that we become so dependent on her, like we're supposed to be dependent on God. Not that she is God, but to that baby. To that baby who needs everything, that mother is God. So when the society does what it does, it is trying to replace God. And it does not want the development to be able to know anything. The word for womb, again, in the root is batana, that we're going into the dictionary now. It also means to be inside. And there's an old saying that you cannot pick your parents, right? There's a saying, you cannot pick your parents. The society we are inside is not the one we always chose or the one we choose. We know that. We know that, right? But it is in the will of Allah that we develop and that we come to recognize God. When we look at the society that we're inside of, we didn't pick the society, but we were placed here. That's the way we have to look at it. We have to understand that. We can see the signs of our history, that we have come through the same darkness, the same ignorance. And we have been brought to be able to read in the name of our Lord who created. We can see his will, his power, his creation. When that happens, the whole world opens up to you. When you can recognize Allah, the whole world opens up to you. This happens because Allah has given us what is needed. Further on, it says, but he has endowed you with hearing, sight, and minds. I'm just not going to the Quranic Arabic. I'm just trying to get through this. So, now, remember, I mentioned what we did not know. It means science, the knowledge of anything. But here is Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying to us that I have brought you out of that darkness and I have given you the tools necessary first to find who is the reason for all of this. The first revelation is to bring our thoughts to realize that through all of this, there is something that has the control, the power, and is responsible for all of it. Now, the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was on a retreat. He was trying to get a grasp of all of it. Inside of that darkness he was in, he had something that was leading him to Allah. So in the ayat, ears is used as the expression, sami'a. To hear, listen, it is an act of hearing. And when we grow up, what did our mothers say? You don't like to listen, do you? You better listen to me. Did you hear me? See, to hear means to be told or informed of. Remember, we're coming out of darkness. We have no knowledge of anything. The mother is the first teacher. The mother that society is also teaches us. The school of hard knocks. Some people have learned more in the streets than they did in the house. The community then, is who they listen to more than they listen to the people at home. This is what we see in history. So the sight is used in the expression. The word comes from basura and basira. It means sight, but it also means to understand. One who understands. It also means evidence. So for the baby and the baby mind in society, what it sees is what it believes. And we have that well as see that. And it means the minds. So sometimes they use hearts, but all of these are telling us that it's our intellect. It's our rationings, our rational system that we have. Our creation is as the intellect. So this word fa'adda, it means heart, mind, soul. But it also means to hurt in the heart. It means to hurt in the heart, to be affected with a heart disease. If we want to know what is wrong with people, they have a disease of the intellect. What happens when you are in a womb like the one that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was in? Like the one we can see here in this day and time. Is that there is some disease in the way people see, hear, and think. Allah reveals to us what can cure it. When Allah says, and what we are sending down in the course of revealing the Quran is a healing. Muhammad, in telling us that he is a basharun mithlakum, is telling us that we are like him, that nature in Muhammad is also inside of us. Surrounded by all the ignorance through it all, it was the ability to be able to hear and see and recognize Allah when it was revealed to him. This means that we can do the same. Our lives are molded by the first teacher. Then society takes over. And if the society does not want to help, it can restrict that growth. But Allah has given us the tools to use. And it comes back to be on us. We do not have to let society make us live in darkness. Imam Muhammad, radiallahu anhu, he said, if you devote your intellect, not just your heart, not just your spirit, devote your brain and intellect to God with complete submission, God will bring the genes of your body containing that orientation in it, and it will be passed to your children, and your children will grow to bigger dimensions. You ever heard somebody say, oh yeah, they get that from me. They get that from me. Now physically, you already can see, oh yeah, he got my nose, he got my toe, you can already see the physical passing on the genes. But the Imam explaining to us, what he's speaking to us is that we can devote our whole self to Allah and he will pass it through our genes. Doesn't the mother want their children to be just as sincere to God as they are? Taqwa is where that gene will be stored. When they look at DNA, they can see the father's genes, they can see the mother's genes. Well, can we really imagine a world where the gene of submission to the will of and the plan of Allah has come through for generations? But the Imam is telling us there must be something we do. Our mothers would say to us, I know I raised you better than that. What were you thinking? That is the reminder and the place where we can learn to use the tools that God has given us. You cannot think if you just sit in the chair and wait for knowledge that it'll happen. No, you have to work. You have to make the muscles become trained to use your intelligence. It's a muscle memory. You have to work for it. The word it also means principle. A fundamental truth that serves as the foundation for a system of belief and or behavior or a chain of reasoning. A system of belief in what God has. What bothered the prophet after the first revelation was not that he did not believe in God. He didn't. That wasn't the issue. He was just worried about how it happened. That bothered him more. He never questioned the content. He wanted to say, did I really see what I saw? He never doubted Allah. The behavior of being a believer means that we don't just say it. We do it. You know, there's the talk, but then there's the walk. Behavior is the walk. All these things we get from the mother, our reasoning, the action, the
action of thinking about something in a logical, sensible way. And we call Abraham, alayhi salam, our father of rational thought. But what he did and what Muhammad, the peace be upon him, showed us was that the natural mother wit, the natural mother wit, he is called the Ummi prophet, speaking to the mother wit, just good old common sense, is the principle we get from the mother. And the mother, that is the society that is teaching. See, the purpose of the mother is for us to learn how to learn, how to think, how to act. Our seeking knowledge is something we learn from our mothers. Now, I'm a dad, so I'm not discounting the contributions of fathers, but it's Mother's Day weekend. And we're speaking to what Allah is addressing in this khutbah, in this ayah, that it is from the mother's womb we come out, knowing nothing, not having a clue. And Allah has given us the tools to be able to use our intelligence to find him through the signs for us in creation. The creation which includes our own lives. But it only comes to those who are seeking that knowledge. See, the baby will be there and for weeks and next thing you know, he just laying on his back. That's all he does, lay on his back when you hold him, right? Then all of a sudden it starts to twist, starts to turn. Then all of a sudden that baby then flipped over. Next thing I know, the baby then got up on the knees and it starts to rock. Next thing you know, now the rocking goes to crawling. The baby's moving. The baby sits up on the knees, starts to pull up on things. When it pulls up on things, now it let go and starts to take steps. And so on and so on. All of these are signs for us about seeking knowledge, learning about themselves in the process. It is in our very own nature to seek knowledge. The prophet Ibrahim was seeking knowledge, alayhi salam. Muhammad, the peace be upon him, was seeking knowledge. Anas ibn Malik reported, the messenger of Allah said, seeking knowledge is an obligation upon every Muslim. We are born on the fitra, Muslim. It is the society that takes away from us away from that nature, right? It's the situation, the circumstances that take us away from that nature. We are born out of the womb as a Muslim on the original nature. And we are to seek knowledge. It is the womb of ignorance in society. Right? We're supposed to seek knowledge from what? The cradle to the grave. The cradle, right out the womb. It is the womb of ignorance in a society that is influenced by the shaitan that takes us away from our destiny. Distractions are designed to keep us away from our destiny. And it's no coincidence we can watch TV all over the world. Right on our phones. We ain't even got to be at home in the living room. You can turn on, you can watch something all over the world. You can talk to somebody all over the world. It is so much to do during a day that we don't have time to do it all. But if we don't do what Allah has said to do, how can we be satisfied with our day? The prophet, in the reporting I opened with, when Jamia came to the prophet and said, "O Messenger of Allah, I intend to join the expedition and I seek your counsel." And the prophet said, "Do you have a mother?" Said, "Yes." The prophet said, "Well, stay with her for paradise beneath her feet." It is at the feet of our mothers that the paradise is. How many can remember sitting at the feet of our mothers, sitting at the feet of our grandmothers, sitting at the feet of our grandmothers, just listening to them tell you this and tell you that? And the reporting of Muhammad, Abu Hurairah reported, that the prophet said, "Whoever travels the path in search of knowledge, Allah will make easy for him a path to paradise." Let me connect this as I close. It is so much to be said, so much to be said. Seeking knowledge is an obligation. Our mothers are where the paradise is, meaning that the physical mother and her wisdom, her love for us to reach heights in our destiny, in our intelligence. The journey of knowledge will lead us to realize that the teaching we receive was for us to reach back, go back to the paradise. Allah did not bring us out of the wombs through all that pain. Pain that we don't even remember, but the mother does. But through all that pain, the mother never loves the child any less. She does not hold. You do something to the mother, and she'll never let you forget. Boy, you twisted my arm that day on accident. You touched, you pinched me by, you whatever. Whatever pain. It could be psychological pain. She'll never forget it. But that pain that she went through with that child, she never holds it against the child. Because they know that now that the child is out, it is God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who will protect that child. Has given that child all it needs to be success that it is created to be. This is what we've been brought through to return back to the paradise. Our seeking knowledge begins at the foot of our mother. It is on the path to finding paradise. And I'll end with this quote from our tradition. Your mother is the door of mercy that Allah opened for you. Don't close it. Your mother is the door of mercy that Allah opened for you. Don't close it. And I started this clip by talking about with mercy, and I'll end with mercy. And all of this was done by Allah so that we might be grateful. Happy Mother's Day. Be grateful for the mother. Now, inshallah, I've given something to benefit today, which all praise due to Allah. May we have pleased Allah in this effort. Rabbana latazi kalubana badaytana wa hab minna dukra rakamatana wa hab ameen. Rabbana talk about minna get esami olin.